Welcome back to Chatting with Copy Writers Season 2. I'm your co-host, Kimberly.
And I'm Bobby.
This season, we have more of your favorite ad breakdowns,
insider marketing and copywriting tips,
interviews, and more wacky questions that lead into interesting marketing subjects. In this episode of Chatting with Copywriters, we're talking with Jenny Edwards, who's going to tell us about how to build trust and put your audience in the hero's journey into your marketing. But before we get there, as always, we like to have a little conversation before diving into the boring business stuff, although nothing we talk about on here is boring to us. So Bobby, what is our question for today?
Oh, Kimberly and Jenny. I would love to ask you guys about going camping and specifically around like the campfire, you know, at the end of the, you know, it's like the end of the day, the night's gone down, campfire's going on. And what is it that really gets you involved in just the group that you're with, you know, whether it's, you know, a good song, a good story, ghost stories, all of those. What's one thing that really jumps out at you from a camping perspective?
So I'll dive in first here. I went to sleepaway summer camp for many, many, many years. And that is how we ended every single night of camp. The entire camp would join hands, stand in a circle, and we'd sing a bunch of different songs around the campfire. And we had this little old woman, her name was Ida. She was like, I don't know, in her 90s. She's maybe 4'9", like very, very tiny. But she had such a powerful presence. And she was the one who would choose the songs. So she'd just start singing and everyone would join in. And then, you know, there'd be a couple moments of silence. And it just brings back this vivid memory of, you know, standing kind of hugging the people next to me and singing some old folk songs.
The definition of kumbaya,
it is.
Right?
It was, yes. The definition of kumbaya, yeah. and the smell of wood smoke. I always think of that when I smell wood smoke now. So that is that's kind of my favorite thing. It was just like the end of the day. It was the end of the, you know, all the busy activities, but a time to just kind of have fun, wind down with some good singing.
I love that too. I was thinking about camping actually in this forest for a festival that I went to. It was like a mini Burning Man event. And our camp would all come together around the fire at the end of the day. And, you know, it's such a sacred space because you're out there, you're living on the land for a few days, and you have to bring everything with you that you need. And then you're just, the level of connection is so sacred. It's so amazing because you are with these people, you're supporting them. They need something. You're there for them. You know, you entertain each other because you're not surrounded by Wi-Fi or cell phones or any of that. It's like, just get back to the basics.
Yes,
definitely. Yeah, I went to camp in the days before smartphones. So like it was a completely foreign concept. Like, what is this Wi-Fi you speak of? How about you, Bobby? What is your favorite camping?
Oh man, I have so many of them and I'm so excited about that. Right. You know, some of them would just be me and my guitar and my mom. Right. And we'd be singing whatever. Sometimes we'd be making up things. Right.
Best kind.
But we were able to draw a crowd. You know, it doesn't help. I mean, it doesn't hurt that, you know I can play and I can sing. But, you know, especially when you're in that campground environment. So I never did a lot of like go away camps where it was just a bunch of us like as a kid, but my family, we love to camp. And so a lot of times it was me and my mom, my mom and I and siblings. And there's a lot of really great stories of me, my mom and a 6-month-old, right? But it was kind of that, it was a way to bring community together. And we did it, you know, I did it with song. And then you get enough people that come over and they all want to be part of your camp because you've got something going on. You know, whether that's a story that somebody is sharing, you bring them in with music or the whole kumbaya. Like when you can get an entire campground singing Amazing Grace because that just happens to be what you're singing, that there's power in that story, in that community. And yeah, that's what I really love. Kind of at that end of the day, you've gone and done your hikes and the tents are all set up, but it's that perfect ambiance of the fire crackling right in front of you and sometimes the lone voice that then gets joined in by everybody else. So
Very, very powerful.
And howling at the moon too.
You know, there's always a little bit of that.
Always a little bit of that. And, you know, it's so interesting. You know, you asked a question about camping and each of us brought our own perspective. We brought our own experience to talking about this one activity that everyone kind of has an idea of what it is. You know what camping is, right? You go into the woods, you've got a fire probably, and you're cooking over it potentially. But you know, it's all about how your experience informs your story. What is your experience? What is your perspective on what camping is? I went to sleepaway camp and Bobby's talking about going with her family, which are two very different experiences. So we have Jenny Edwards here today, who is going to talk to us about story and how to kind of use the hero's journey and putting that into a company's marketing. So Jenny, can you give us just a brief overview kind of what you do and how you decided to harness story?
Yes, absolutely. Well, I do video marketing and I decided to use the power of storytelling to help entrepreneurs really catapult their success by sharing their personal journey stories of transformation, to really develop a deeper trust with their prospective clients, and to also, you know, share their, you know, visibility, which leads to their credibility and their profitability so that they are also memorable and shareable, you know, with those prospective clients that really build that trust and know, yes, this is the person that I want to work with because they've been through it. They know.
It's almost, it's making the person on the other end human, right? It's that struggle, because businesses don't struggle, but the people behind the businesses do.
Yeah, you know, they're the ones that have that story. Yeah. And being able to put in and add the vulnerability, you know, and helping people work through that vulnerability to really tap into their own personal power.
So tapping into our own personal story and power, you know, you mentioned the hero's journey, which I think a lot of people might be familiar with. But if for those of us who aren't maybe or have an idea about what the hero's journey is, but aren't really sure what it is, can you give us a brief overview of what is the hero's journey and why did you decide to use that framework to talk about video marketing in particular?
Sure. So the hero's journey is kind of a basic formula that, you know, any Hollywood movie that you've seen, you could probably relate to this, because there's the main character that is in their comfort zone. That's the known way of living. And then there's something that presents the calling. What are they called to do that takes them out of their comfort zone? And it could lead them into, you know, another place on their journey. It could be, you know, a calling to develop a whole new mindset, a new study, a way of thinking, a way of being, moving to a different place, something that's calling them to shift. And then along the way, there's guides and mentors that lead them through this process. And ultimately, there's the pit, you know, the something devastating that happens to them. And as they learn new ways of being from that process, then ultimately they are led back to another part of their path where they return and they're never the same. They're totally a changed being because of what they've gone through, the obstacles that they've overcome.
Awesome. You're probably the most well-known hero's journey that I'm aware of from a, you know, from a movie perspective is Lord of the Rings.
Oh, there you go.
One of, yes.
Yeah.
Nerding out, geeking out here for a little bit. Yay. You know, but it does, it kind of follows that, but businesses can do this too, right? It's not just for story purposes. I mean, first of all, there are so many of them that follow that. I mean, Harry Potter follows the hero's journey from a movie perspective. Lord of the Rings does.
The Matrix.
The Matrix does. There's so many of them from a movie perspective. So how do we as businesses pull out the hero's journey? Whether is that our hero's journey as the business owner? Is it the company's hero's journey? Where do we start to look inside ourselves or inside the business to start pulling out our hero's journey?
Okay, perfect. I love that question. And So there's actually, I call them 5.5 steps.
5.5.
What's that? 5.5. Okay. You know what? First of all, so for everybody that's listening, copywriting amazingness right there. 5.5 steps.
I was going to say,
just throwing that out there.
It is the classic pattern interrupt, right? You've got 3, 5, or 7 always, right? There's never 8. It's never an even number. It's 3, 5, or 7, right? No, it's 5.5 steps. I can't wait to hear these 5.5 steps, Jenny. Please.
Oh, brilliant.
Because everyone wants to do business with those that they know, like, and
trust.
Trust.
Thank you. And so the first step is connection. So the connection starts with what I was mentioning, the character, the hero. So you being the business owner, you're the hero and you have the known. So the things kind of where you're at, you know, maybe you start off as, like I did, a shy, you know, introverted, you know, only child growing up, living on a farm in rural Illinois. And I had this set way of my life, right? And so other people that you tell your story to can connect to that. Oh, I had the same experience, or it was very similar for me. They develop connection. So that's the first part of it, how people connect to you.
I was going to say, I'm going to interrupt here. The connection, I was like shy, didn't know how to talk to people. Yeah, yeah. She's like, she's from Illinois. I'm from Missouri. I was like, boy, this sounds familiar.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And so as you share and you get clarity on what part of your story you want to share with, you know, your certain demographic or who you're wanting to serve, who you want to share your talents with, then you can understand what parts to highlight of your story that develop that connection. And then also the next step is values.
So step number 2 is values.
Values.
Okay.
And values are really important to define because you want to work with people that have your same value set, right? You don't want to work with somebody that goes against your values. And so it's important to define that and get clarity on what those really important aspects are. And the third part is the vulnerability. Because as you share your hero's journey story, being willing and open to, you know, get raw, be emotional about it, because it's the emotion that helps to build the trust too, because they see the humanness, like you mentioned, Bobby, behind the business, behind the mission, and it puts it in a whole different perspective of people wanting to be guided by you and hire you, right?
Yes.
by knowing you on a deeper level. And this could be things, especially with, you know, I teach video marketing. People that you meet on a day-to-day basis, you might not be open enough to share that vulnerability, but by having tools that you can tap into that you could share that with, especially with video, because it's a tool that works for you 24/7. So it's something that somebody could be watching when they need you most. You know, it could be like 2 a.m. And they're watching your video. And wow, this is a real person. Like, this is the real reality behind this business. So that's the third step is vulnerability. And the fourth step is credibility. And why is the hero's journey important for credibility? Well, because it shows that through that, you know, vulnerable aspect, the pit that you've gone through, and the guides and the mentors that have taken you through, you know, helped facilitate that process for you, that adds more credibility to who you are and who you serve as well. So, you know, for instance, I've had many different coaches that have trained with other coaches, but I trusted them to guide me on my personal journey. And then, in fact, I've gone through this personal development process and become, you know, transformed into a whole new me that is now can be seen as the expert. And when people see you as the expert in your field, then they are way more likely, obviously, to hire you and know that you're the right fit for them.
So I want to go back to vulnerability for just a moment. So one of the things, like, you see all these internet gurus, and, you know, I don't want to pick on any one of them, but the story seems to always be the same. I had $4 in my bank account. I couldn't make the rent, and I figured it out. Join me on my path. Woohoo. Right. So, I mean, come on. There's not
that so many times.
I mean, sleeping under a bridge, lost my home, me and my kid. I mean, it's pervasive. Like, almost every single one of them seems to have the same story. So my question to you about vulnerability, I sort of answer my own question in the question of itself, but how personal should it be? Or should it just model what everybody else is doing? Just to try and be, oh, look, I'm being vulnerable. I too was sleeping under a bridge because I struggled so hard. I mean, so let's talk about, like, that level of personability and vulnerability. Like, where should that come from? And really, how far do you go?
Mm-hmm. Well, obviously it's going to be different for everybody. I think it's also training. I know it sounds weird, but training your vulnerability and your openness, because even looking at, like, Facebook Live, for instance, mm-hmm. I've been doing Facebook Lives for my business for, I don't know, a couple years now. And at the beginning, you know, I thought, oh, I need to put makeup on and mm-hmm. do my hair and stuff mm-hmm. like that. And then I realized, like, no, nobody cares about that. I need to just be raw and be me. And when I have some emotional situation comes up, like, that's when I want to share it, because that's when it's real, the most real. It's not calculated as, like, oh, I need to say, you know, use this phrase right here. And I know it's also interesting because this is chatting with copywriters. So everyone thinks about, you know, the phrasing or the, you know, how do we outline this in the correct way? But to be able to be vulnerable and be raw and be emotional and be willing to go there, because it's not something that comes naturally for a lot of people. And sometimes it just takes someone else to kind of guide you and direct you on what parts to share, so it's not sounding like it's some trite story that you've heard on every other internet marketing.
Right? Yeah. I mean, everybody seems to have their own story, and it's the, you know, you hit that pit, that bottom, which is where your product or service usually comes out of. And that's okay. It's when you start becoming almost into that me too, like, oh, I've done the same thing as that. I think that's really kind of where you're getting to. It's don't sit there and go, well, oh, I also did this, but here's the real, this is what I dealt with. This is, you know,
yeah, and
it's that struggle that I had, and it's the personal struggle, and that's where the company came out of.
And I think adding those little details, right? Instead of saying, I was broke. Well, it seems like every guru, as Bobby was talking about, starts with, I was broke. Things were horrible because I was broke. But when you start adding those details, and as you said, right, deciding how vulnerable to be, what to share, what not to share, but creating that balance, but still, you know, making sure that it doesn't sound like a script, right? You want to be able mm-hmm. to kind of share what you're talking about, because this is where you were. And, like, as you said, right, when you're in a, when something is really happening right now, you go on live, which I think is really a great way to kind of look at as a marketing tool, because this is happening right now, right? If you make a mistake, everyone's going to see it, but that also shows that you're being real.
Yep.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So, yeah. So I got another question for you. Cause obviously the hero's journey, and I mean, I'm a huge fan of the hero's journey in a lot of different respects. So here's the question that I have for you. Who is the hero in a business's story, or who should the hero be in the business's story?
Well, it could be the creator, you know, the founder, the visionary. Oftentimes that's what I see, you know, the person that started it all, that has the mission, that created the mission. Obviously, if it's a, you know, a small business, It's also, as I mentioned, in alignment with who they're serving, who their, mm-hmm. you know, demographic audience is. Mm-hmm. So, you know, looking at it from that perspective as well. And, you know, like you mentioned, the challenges and the obstacles that they've overcome, that's who that they want to connect with.
See, I say this because I've seen it in two different ways. I've seen it to where the company positions themselves as the hero, so the hero's journey. But I've also seen it where the company positions them as the wise mentor to their prospect, who is the hero.
On the hero's journey.
And yeah, their prospect is on the hero's journey. Mm-hmm. They're the one that's now in this struggle. And so the company can come in as the mentor. So can you speak to the two different ways that story obviously can play in a company and just.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think it's important that, because everyone has their own hero's journey story. So it's important to see what the parallels are, because that's how the hero of the client is going to see the hero of the company as the wise mentor that they build the trust with and hire them. So I think it's vital that the business shows that they have gone through their own hero's journey story and that they can put the humanness behind the company. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yes, it does, definitely. So I think we got through steps 1 through 4, 1, 2, 3, and 4, I believe. And we're talking about credibility before that. So what is the step 5 and then the half step? Because I really want to hear the half step.
5 is commitment. What is it?
Commitment.
Commitment. And 5.5 is also commitment.
Ooh, so what's the difference then?
Why is it 2 commitments? Well, because the commitment, first of all, as you are building your hero's journey story and you're sharing that, and you have personally a commitment to your success, you as the hero returning a new being, a new way of thinking, a new mindset, a different person, an evolved person, your prospective customer it's also necessary for them to develop a commitment. And one of the things that I also teach is about the 9 gates of customer commitment. And this is vital because this is how people are led on the path from, you know, when they first meet you and knowing that you're the right person for the, you know, are you for real? Are you authentic? Are you the right person to hire? And it guides them through actually taking action and hiring you because they are fully committed. And so why I put that in there as an additional step, because it requires commitment on both sides. And that's something that we as business owners, you know, need to provide for our clients to know that they can trust us. It's vital in trust.
So how can a business owner show their commitment to their customers?
Well, there's a lot of different ways. You know, it could be by the level of service, their guarantees, adding value is huge. You know, adding the education, like education-based marketing, really showing them a lot of value even before they get officially hired to, and being willing to be open.
I think that's a really important point is, you know, that educational marketing aspect of it, right? Being able to put your story out there and then being able to stick to what you're talking about in your story when you're doing the educational marketing parts. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
So I'd love to kind of put you on the spot, and whether they're your customers or not, what are some of the brands or businesses out there that you really like to see, that you've seen how they've put together the hero's journey?
Well, I think it's pretty cool to see how things that are not normally, like a lot of times people think about like wellness and healing and things like that. It just goes or partners really well with Hero's Journey because obviously it's about healing and about transformation. Mm-hmm. But it's also really awesome when completely outside the box, people that you would normally stereotype into a certain way of being, like more of an executive or an attorneys or, you know, financial planners or more left brain types of businesses, when they can incorporate this into their marketing is extremely powerful because that's probably a side that most people don't normally see of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we've been talking with Jenny Edwards here about how to use the hero's journey and the importance of having story in your marketing so that you can build up that know, like, and trust factor. Jenny, I want to thank you so much for joining us here today. And one last question, you know, if people want to learn more about how they can create their own hero's journey for their business, how can they reach out to you? What can they do to get in touch?
Thank you. Well, I'd like to offer your listeners a complimentary inspiration session on a Zoom call where I can teach you a custom monetization blueprint, which is how you can magnify your message according to your specific industry and create some action items that you can implement into what you're already doing for your marketing. And you can actually go to my site at yourdynamicstory.com/schedule and just schedule a time with me.
All right. So you guys definitely take Jenny up on her offer. She'll be walking you through figuring out your own story and how to monetize the message that you're wanting to get out there into the world, which we all want to do more of, right? We all are looking for ways to let more people know about what we do and how we can help them. So definitely check out yourdynamicstory.com/schedule to schedule that free complimentary session with Jenny. And of course, we will have that in the show notes too, just in case you're listening in your car or on the subway. I know that happens. So thanks once again, Jenny. Do you have any final thoughts or final takeaways for people to really keep in mind when talking about the hero's journey and using your own story?
Well, look at ways that you can connect to others. You know, in any case, if you're sitting on the subway, if you're at the grocery store, and just, you know, it's all about our conversations that we start and our connections that we start making, because you never know who you're going to meet that you can make even a small impact to today to create more positive change in their life too.
Thank you so much, Jenny, for sharing all of your knowledge about story and how we can kind of craft our own hero's journey. You've been listening to Chatting with Copywriters on this episode where we talked about the hero's journey and how to put storytelling into your copy to better monetize your message. Thanks for listening. If you like this episode, feel free to smash that subscribe button so you get future episodes delivered to your favorite digital device. We'd love your ratings and reviews, so take a few seconds and let us know what you think. Also, if you want to be on an episode, visit our website at chattingwithcopywriters.com/guest.